This is a CBC podcast.
Well, the housing crisis in the province has politicians trying to come up with new ways to create more places for people to live. The town of Grand Falls-Windsor announced new housing incentives this week. They're hoping existing homeowners and contractors will use them to build more homes. Amy Cody is a town councillor, rather, and chair of Public Works and Development Committee for the town of Grand Falls-Windsor, and she joins us now on the line. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Martin.
I know that your town council has come up with some incentives for two kinds of housing developments. One is the housing incentive plan. The other is the developer's incentive plan. Let's start with the housing incentive plan first. Tell us what this is about.
Right. Well, we lovingly refer to these two new programs around our boardroom table as the hip and dip. So it's not only is it fun to talk about, it's a great initiative for our community to help increase the housing needs, or increase housing to support the needs in our community. So the HIP, as we refer to it, the Housing Incentive Program, is a program that came into effect on June 18th of this year, and it is an incentive for existing homeowners and landowners to increase the density of their properties. So some of the details of that program would be a $7,500 incentive for additional residential units on their property. There would be a water tax exemption for up to 2 years or until the unit is first or units are first rented. And what I really like about this one is for nonprofit and charitable organizations on a case-by-case basis, the town may cover land servicing costs to initiate development for those organizations, which I think is a great idea.
You mentioned there to increase the density of their property. In layman's terms, what exactly does that mean?
Well, we're seeing a lot of single-family homes being built, and our community is based mostly of single-family homes. So what we're encouraging residents to do is, if they want to modify their existing homes or when building new homes, add an apartment. You could put two apartments in your home. You can have multiple units on your property, depending on the size of your land, to the discretion of council. Tiny homes, or what we're referring to as garden suites. So it would be a separate dwelling on your own property. The land and the house must be owned by the property, by the landowner, and they must be living in that house in order to have the garden suites. But it's just to encourage, multi-unit dwellings on one piece of property.
All right, so that's the housing incentive plan, the HIP, as you call it. Let's talk about the developer's incentive plan, the DIP. What is that one for?
The DIP came into effect in April of this year. So that is the developer incentive program, and we're looking at that program, we're hoping, will stimulate land development for new housing construction. And what we're really focusing on, again, is high-density housing. So we want single-family homes, but we also want what we call plex housing. So that would be your duplexes, your triplexes, and your quadplexes, as well as apartments, apartment buildings, and condominiums. So some of the incentives of that program are there would be a $2,000 base incentive per developed lot. Then there would be a bonus incentive for $7,500 for each additional unit in a multi-unit property. There's a payment schedule with that once you've received 20%, 60%, and then the final 20% based on the completion. So that program, I'll give you an example of how that incentive would work. So to encourage the multi-unit construction. So if we had a developer who had a 10-year plan to build 200 single-family homes, that developer would receive $100,000 in incentives for the first 50 units developed in the first 3 years. If a developer planned to build 50 units over 3 years, which included 25 single-family homes, 15 duplexes, and 10 quadplexes, that developer could receive up to $387,000 in incentives. So you can see we're really pushing for multi-unit because we know the demand is there. We need demand for, we need single-family homes, but we also need the quadplexes, duplexes, and the types of housing that individuals are looking for. If they're looking to come in to the community and build a family, they're probably going to want a single-family dwelling. Some are moving into the community, and they're wanting their in-laws to come with them or their parents, so they're going to want an apartment. Seniors coming into the community or downsizing from their current homes in the community want to go into the quadplex style. And we need rental properties available for people who are coming into our community, who are making the decision whether Grand Falls Windsor is going to become their permanent home. So they don't want to come in and buy a home right away. They want a property where they can rent, and they can continue to rent for as long as they like, or if they decide they want to become a property owner, then there would be options available for that as well.
Quickly running out of time here, where is the money coming from for these incentives?
It's coming from the town of Grand Falls, Windsor, and as the development continues, we'll increase property taxes, revenue will come from that. But we're also getting some federal government money. We have applied for the Housing Accelerator Fund. We submitted a very aggressive plan. We have gotten positive feedback from the federal government on our application, so we're hopeful that an announcement will be forthcoming in the next couple of weeks. But we wanted to have these development regulations in place should that money come so we can be ready to go.
Before we say goodbye here, how many units are you hoping to add to the community? What would be a success for these programs?
Well, a lot. we're talking about, 500, if you talk about the development plans with the duplexes, quadplexes. Sorry, I don't have that number in front of me, but we know it needs to be a significant number, and we've identified land throughout the community where we can satisfy the numbers that we think we can accommodate and that the developers have the land and are available to expand.
And where can people go to get more information to maybe take advantage of these incentives?
Well, they can certainly reach out to our Public Works Department, and they can get that information on our website, or they can call 709-489-0427. They can also email incentiveprogram@townofgfw.com.
All right. Amy, great talking to you. Thank you for giving us the details here.
Thank you, Martin. I appreciate it. Take care.
Amy Cody is a town councilor in Grand Falls, Windsor, and the chair of their Public Works and Development Committee.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.